Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Ken and Curtis on WEEI.
Save us as a favorite on the Odyssey app. And take Boston Sports Original everywhere you go.
Oh, here's, Greg would call this an earmuff. You gotta turn this up now, Curtis. This is a mid-90s catchy song. Sung by?
Mid-90s? I gotta hear the voice. Oh, this isn't Sugar Ray. Not Green Day.
Nope.
Mid-90s?
Yep.
First initial.
Yes.
Soundgarden.
Nope. Hold off beat path. You won't get it. Spacehog.
I could have been here all day.
That's a banger, though. That is a banger. That's catchy. You know what else is catchy? Take Drake. And you, as the Drake's Cake spokesman, your Yodel's Instagram post went banana lands this week. I don't know why, but well, I mean, I guess you're a great pitch man.
I mean, I can't tell you the amount of DMs I've gotten from people who are all about jumping into the Boston Cream Yodel that's brand new.
Yeah, yeah. And so how is a Drake's Cake's pitch man? Are you not Take Drake? Are you not Team Drake?
Because if Drake comes here and stinks, then that will slander the otherwise pristine name of Drake's Cakes.
But he won't, because he'll sit for 2 years.
Oh, good. A guy that'll sit for 2 years. And you say, Ken, you're all over the map.
What's wrong with sitting for 2 years?
You said, how many wins will the Patriots get next year if they get Marvin Harrison, right?
Right.
How many will they get if they sit their quarterback for 2 years?
But that's fine when you've got hope for the future and you've got a quarterback in the
outside of Aaron Rodgers, who is behind a Hall of Famer.
Patrick Mahomes.
1 year.
Okay.
So tell me another one. Give me someone that sat for 2 years.
Well, Josh Allen didn't sit necessarily,
right,
but it took him a few years to develop.
Nope.
And therefore, you'd be patient with
him. Nope. Sit for 2 years. Tell me someone.
I'm going to get back to you on that. There are others. There are others. They're just not jumping to mind.
I mean, with Steve Young behind Joe Montana. I don't know how long that was. He was coming from the USFL.
Yeah. Kurt Warner stocked grocery shelves for many years before.
But he was not signed by a team stocking grocery shelves.
Either way, I'm scared of Drake. I think it's about a 30% chance of working.
Do you think
that? But it's worth a shot.
So you believe the Patriots think Drake May's the guy, but he'll require 3 years to pay off.
Yes.
And they're going to take him at three.
Yes.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You know why? Because Robert Kraft's making the pick.
Where will Robert Kraft be in 3 years?
Well, he and his heirs will own the team. I mean, Gerard Mayo might not be here. Elliott Wolf might not be here.
Don't you
think Kraft cares about that?
I think he has a sense of urgency to get to Canton.
And this is the prototype. Like, right, if you're an owner and you want to put somebody forth to the public, it's the 6 foot. Is he 6'6"? He's maybe 6'5", 6'4", whatever. Big arm, quarterback.
Right.
He's the next Josh Allen.
What did they have to do to start winning championships?
They need a quarterback.
They needed to get rid of the prototype that looked the part, that was 6'4", had a strong arm, yeah. Drew Bledsoe.
Oh, I thought you meant Mac.
No, Drew Bledsoe was the prototype, right?
Yeah.
Well, how'd that work out?
Wiggy says they would have won it even if they had started it.
Yeah, Wiggy says a lot of things, off and high.
Can we get to the calls? Oh, by the way, Texter agrees with this. 978 Texter. Whichever quarterback Kraft likes best is who they will take. Kraft didn't name a GM so he could make the decision or arm the decision makers into taking one. Very well phrased. Who do you think Kraft likes best?
Jonathan.
About the quarterbacks.
Robert Kraft?
Yes. Which quarterback would you think would he?
He'd probably be enamored by the JJ thing, the Zen world.
He might, the Michigan connection.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Russ in Connecticut. It's first up on the Ken and Curtis Show. Russ, do you want to take Drake?
I'm all in on not taking Drake. I'm with Curtis. Curtis knows his deal. I would like to talk about those quarterbacks, especially Drake. He was only 4-4 in the AC, okay? I think Curtis is right. We go with the receiver, Harrison. If you can't do that, then, go back. Don't do anything with three. Trade out. And there's a lot of receivers, and there's a couple that tight end from Georgia, Brock Bowers. You need to strengthen that line. You need to put some people around whatever quarterback you get. And I'm with Curtis all day long. Thank you.
All right, Russ. Thank you very much. Texter's jumping in with Jordan Love as another example. True.
Okay, when players are not behind a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback.
Okay, well, that's a big exception.
Well, it's sort of do the Patriots have a Hall of Fame quarterback right now?
Yes, they do. They've got the Wolfpack.
No, but I mean,
they've got Bailey Zappi, future Hall of Famer.
Right.
But there is no pressure to start here. I mean, what's the problem with sitting a guy a year?
For 2 years. You just said 2 years.
Ideally two. Give me a year and a half. Anyway.
Ideally two?
If you're going to take Drake, you're not playing him under this.
Ken, you said last week you were all in on J.J. McCarthy and he should start right away.
Right, but I told you, they can't trade. I don't want to take him at three. I would trade back for McCarthy.
Who
I want
gives
McCarthy
a damn where you
picks.
Take the guy if you think he's good?
No, because you trade back and get picks, and then it's worth it because you've got other stuff to add around him, and he's he's higher floor.
If you think J.J. McCarthy is the guy to take, you take him at three.
No, I wouldn't take him at three.
The only thing that would have precluded you from doing that in the past is when they had that way out of kilter rookie pay scale where you had to end up paying guys like Joey Harrington or David Carr or whomever, Jamarcus Russell, these busts, $50-60 million. That's not the case anymore.
Now, over to McCarthy. You don't know who Tony Pauline is, and I'm not sure I do either.
Tony Pauline?
Yeah.
I think he was on the casting couch.
Was he really? Which one?
I don't know.
On the morning show casting?
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, he joined. He's a draft guy of some note.
Where the hell does he work?
I don't know. He was on the Tommy Curran Patriots Talk podcast and had this to say about the Patriots and McCarthy, who Joe B. just brought up.
What I heard from other general managers, not from the Patriots, but other general managers, is that Elliot Wolf, the de facto general manager for the Patriots, is in love with J.J. McCarthy. And right now, the feeling is that J.J. McCarthy, or at least Elliot Wolf, is pushing for J.J. McCarthy. And that seems like it's going to be the pick. I could understand the love for J.J. McCarthy. I don't agree with it, but I understand it because whether it's J.J. McCarthy or any of these Michigan kids, they have acquitted themselves well during the interview process. You watch J.J. McCarthy. He's got great confidence, great moxie on the field. He's a great leader. I question his physical skills, but that moxie and that confidence has come over in the interview process. We saw it with Bryce Young last year, for better or worse. If you remember Bryce Young, he was being characterized as a genius during interview process. And teams fall in love with that type of player, especially at the quarterback position.
There you go. Elliot Wolf has fallen in love with the moxie. He has fallen in love with J.J. McCarthy.
How does Tony Pauline know what Elliot Wolf likes?
The GMs are telling him. Sources have told him.
But why would Elliot Wolf tell other GMs who he likes?
Well, those guys talk. I'm sure industry guys talk. The word has gotten out. Or maybe like a Patriots scout leaked it to another scout and then it filtered up through another organization.
I mean, Gerard Mayo just tries to tell you what they're doing.
Or, conspiracy theory, do you think they're putting this out to try to get somebody to trade up and take McCarthy ahead of them? Or, you know.
Ken, I'm going to stick a needle in my eye.
Why?
I don't know. I don't. What? It doesn't matter.
That's smart if they're actually doing that.
Okay, when will we know if they're doing that?
if they trade back.
Okay, so until then, I'm not going to give them credit for doing some crazy sleight of hand trick.
God, I just like to evaluate every angle of things.
Here's where they are. They need a quarterback. If they don't believe that Drake May, J.J. McCarthy, or Jaden Daniels are the guy, then they take Marvin Harrison Jr. That's what I would do. This is stipulated.
And you take a quarterback next year?
Yep. Or take, you know, if
Shadur, Shadur Sanders.
If you like Michael Penix, if you like Dak Prescott, I don't know. Figure it out. But
do you what are the chances that May is a home run? That he is the guy?
That Drake, I would say 20%.
That's worth a shot. That's worth a shot just to stick and pick. You got a 20% chance at hitting the lottery. That's pretty good odds.
80% that he's not the guy.
Hey, you're not going to win without one. You've said that. All that matters is the quarterback. You got a 2 in 10 chance to hit it again, to build the next dynasty on the spot without doing anything else.
Whoa. I didn't say build the next dynasty. I said good quarterback.
Okay, Josh Allen. He's Josh Allen.
Right. How many Super Bowls has Josh Allen been to?
Your boy Brady said he's the next to win.
How many Super Bowls has Josh Allen been to?
Zero, right.
Okay, so and he's what?
Pretty young.
Eighth year?
That's not that long. Of course, his team
18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Yeah, seventh year.
If I'm a Pats fan, I would take the last 4 years of the Bills have had. It's entertaining. You feel like you're on the cusp. You were close. Yes, Mahomes ripped your heart out. Plus, your guy's going to come around when Mahomes is starting on the downslide, when he's ready to fall off that cliff.
I will say, Texter brings this up. If the answer is Brady in week 7, you draft Marvin Harrison Jr.
What a puke material that was this week. Let's go to...
Why does it puke material?
It's just, really, that's not sad to you.
Is it puke material when LeBron James is trying to get his kid to play with him?
It's a totally separate thing.
How?
He's still playing. LeBron is actually in the league.
Right, he's trying
Brady
to.
Brady retired, and he doesn't want to retire. Like, either retire or don't. Make up your mind.
Is it just because of the Steelers thing? Is that why you hate him?
There's nothing Steelers related.
Of course it is. He killed the Steelers.
He should have never retired. He screwed up. Whatever it was, family dynamics, he should still be playing.
What are the
he's
chances?
Not.
Okay, here's a question for you. You said 20% chance you agree for Drake May to be a great?
Yep.
What's the percent that Brady comes in and can win at a high level still?
With this team?
With any
team. Zero. Oh, with any
team. Well, then how would Drake May have a 20% chance with
he's
this
He's sitting team? For 2 years. Have you not heard me? You're sitting him until you build around him.
So what are you going to add in 2 years?
You're adding a tackle at 34.
Okay.
You're adding free agents next year. You saved all this money this year.
Ken, you said it about this year. They didn't spend anything.
Yeah, but they didn't, but they saved money. They saved that Ridley money for next year. Mayo said you don't have to spend it all in 1 year.
What did they spend?
Well, nothing, not much on their own guys.
And you said they were going to spend nothing this offseason?
That doesn't matter what I say.
No, I'm asking.
Mayo told you. The coach gave you a glimpse into their plan. Their plan is to spend next year.
Okay.
Same with the Red Sox.
You think there's a 0% chance of Brady to be successful, but a 20% chance of Drake May?
In a couple of years, yes.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. Hey, if Brady could play in 2 years, yes, bring him in. Let's go to Dan in the car. On the Ken and Curtis Show. Hello, Dan.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I have to say, Curtis, I don't always agree with you, but I 100% agree with you on this pick. Quarterbacks don't always make it. You can look back over the last few years and see how many have. But in all of the draft boards that I've watched in the last 2-3 weeks, when they're talking about players, so many times they talk about Marvin Harrison being a generational player. And so many people have compared him to Randy Moss. All these people that are out there playing wide receiver today, they're all wearing these gloves, and they might as well have Velcro over their body. Now, I haven't seen Marvin Harrison Jr. play, but if he's as good as they say, I think they ought to take him first, take a tackle in the second round, take the next best offensive line in the third round, and then start to build around that. You're not going to do anything without an offensive line. I think Mac Jones could have been better if he had an offensive line here. But when you have the 31st ranked offensive line in the NFL, I don't care who you put back there, a quarterback, you're not going to be very good.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate the phone call. So, Curtis, people are agreeing with you. That was not an option of the poll question. But the receiver, quarterback versus sticking and taking Marvelous Marv.
The other thing that's changed dramatically since the college football season ended, or since Ohio State, you know, was since they lost to Michigan, is the Marvin Harrison chatter. All year long, I mean college game day, the big noon kickoff on Fox, up and down college football's landscape, it was all about Marvin Harrison Jr. almost single-handedly winning games for the Ohio State. And for whatever reason, the season ends, And now it's just been nitpick everything with Marvin Harrison.
No, I think he's going to be really good. I just don't know who the quarterback is in that plan.
I'm not saying really good. I'm saying bloodlines, check. Great player with a mediocre quarterback, check. Every defense did everything they could every game to stop him.
Yep.
When teams played Michigan, it was about the running backs. It was about stopping the run game with Michigan. J.J. McCarthy was an afterthought, who also had one of the best lines in the country and the best offensive mind in the country. So that's just where I sit. When I watch the games, and I watched all the games this year, and I love college football, as do you, I came away saying there was one singular talent. And there was another. Caleb Williams was sort of, this felt like a PG year, like he was going to be the number one pick. USC was kind of up and down, but I don't think that he was as invested as others were because he was just waiting. If not for the three-year policy, he would have been in the NFL this year. So Caleb Williams is kind of his own entity. When it comes to everybody else, Drake May had an opportunity to solidify himself as the second-best quarterback in this draft. He failed.
So if you love receivers, though, why not trade back to 6 and take Odunze or Neighbors?
I don't love receivers. I love Marvin Harrison.
Just Marvin Harrison.
Yes. I believe he is that great of a player.
Okay. Now, do you know who is the president of the Take Drake fan club?
Andy Hart.
He is. He would like to weigh in and make his case at 10:30. The Drake May case.
Okay.
Is that okay with you? A couple
That's
minutes?
Great.
Andy's going to make the Drake case. You won't, despite being the Drake spokesman.
I got to tell you right now, if you're heading over to a house to hang out today, if you got a post-Easter blues, I would go to Star Market or Shaw's, and I would pick up a great pack of the brand new Boston Cream Pie Yodel from Drake's Cake.
Excellent.
They are unbelievable. They're light, they're airy, and they are delectable.
Take those Drakes, but not the quarterback.
Yeah, and then you can flush that Drake down the toilet.
And we'll take your calls on this as well. It's 617-779-7937. Here's Joe B. and what's trending.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I would go, man. The main reason why is the thing that scares me with McCarthy is like his... how much time and space he needs to throw the ball, right? Like, and I think the biggest issue with McCarthy is where Are you going to be 3 years from now, 4 years from now, looking to upgrade? And that's where you were at Mac. Mac was great in year one, right? Is he this player where it's Jared Goff, like where you're in year five, year six, and you're like, God, we could do a little bit better. I think May has a better shot to get you into the Allen, Mahomes, Burrow, into that category. I just think it's going to take some more patience with May than it will with McCarthy.
There it is, the P word, patience. Curtis doesn't like it. You don't like the Drake May and patience approach.
Okay, I don't think there's a single person listening that would wait 3 years to see a payoff.
Why not? People are patient. You're not patient. That's established.
Who's patient?
Andy Hart, obviously. It's Team Drake May.
No, what Patriots fan? It's been four, by the way, so that would be seven.
I think Patriots fans have been pretty patient. Do you think they've been like rioting over the current stretch of ineptitude that they've seen? They've been fine. They've been patient.
After the Patriots made the playoffs in Mac's rookie year, Robert Kraft said it was unacceptable. They needed to start winning playoff games.
Right.
So then they're going to wait another 3 years?
The clock reset with Bill.
Oh, okay.
By the way, that was Albert Breer on Early Edition. He says McCarthy scares him. Have patience with Drake. Love your take on it. 617-779.
You have to stipulate that Albert Breer is a Ohio State guy.
Oh, didn't realize that. Does the part of you, though, appreciate the J.J. McCarthy story? Like, he was five-star recruit, wanted to go to Ohio State, right? Loved them growing up. They snubbed him for that other guy. What was his name? Was it McCloud or whoever the quarterback was?
C.J. Stroud?
No. Went to Michigan instead and was like hell-bent, hated him, was hell-bent on taking him down, and did.
Yeah, I rooted my ass off for J.J. McCarthy. I watched Michigan. I rooted for...
McCord? That's who it was, yeah.
McCord sucked.
I know. But they took him over J.J.
Okay.
He was pissed.
As I said, I fully support Michigan. I root for Michigan when they play Ohio State. I was thrilled when they won. It's awesome. All that. There's been a lot of quarterbacks that have been very good in college that I rooted for that I would not want to be the quarterback of the New England Patriots.
Do you agree that he's a high floor guy? Do you like that phrase?
When did that even begin to be a thing?
It's a thing.
A high floor.
Yeah.
I mean, any floor that Wiggy's on is a high floor.
And 420 coming up.
I mean, Earth Day. I mean.
Now, how about a high ceiling guy? Do you think Drake is a high ceiling guy?
I love a good high ceiling. I'll tell you that.
Let's go to Jim in the car. Hello, Jim. You're on the Kenny Curtis Show. You're on the EIP.
Hey, guys. Curtis, you talked me into Marvin Harrison. An elite receiver is more rare than a serviceable quarterback.
Thank you.
So I think if you have an elite receiver, the quarterback pick doesn't matter as much, and you can have a game manager, quote unquote, and be happy.
But who's your game manager? But if you say Harrison, I need a quarterback answer. Who's your game manager of the future?
Dak Prescott.
Okay, that's...
Penix? I don't know.
Penix? Ooh. I mean, and that's the thing here is that you don't have to look very far. Just look in your own division. Quarterbacks that were became great thanks to weaponry around them and a good offensive scheme. So
you don't mean Allen, do you?
I mean Allen and Tua.
Diggs definitely put him on the next level. I just think he's better than I gave him credit for.
How many times have we sat here?
Allen's good. Allen is better than average.
But he was average without Steph Diggs.
Yeah.
Look it up. Him.
Yes. I agree. At some point, they will need a bell cow.
Okay, so what I'm telling you is their odds are better that Marvin Harrison is an elite receiver than Drake May or J.J. McCarthy are an elite quarterback.
But don't you agree it's easier to get that Steph Diggs
receiver? No, it's not.
Why? You could get Ayuk right now. You could get T. Higgins right now. You could get all these guys.
Marvin Harrison Jr. is not Ayuk or Debo.
Ayuk's pretty good. I would trade for him.
Okay, me too. But that doesn't preclude you from doing both.
Okay.
I'm talking about at three. The odds that Marvin Harrison is a talented enough player in the NFL that he elevates the quarterback are greater than Drake May elevating Kendrick Bourne.
But if Dak's your plan, then now you're selling me. If they actually will spend the money, the ridiculous money.
But look at how many options you have in front of you by taking Harrison at three. Yeah. You can trade back in. If JJ's your guy and he's falling, use draft capital there. Trade the first, second pick this year, a future first, whatever it takes. Or you enter this offseason instead of with a Drake May, you enter it after a good year with an offense that was able to elevate Jacoby Brissett to an average quarterback, and then you can start adding even more through free agency, through trade, or through the draft.
Well, You just insulted our next guest. Andy Hart joins us on the Harbor One Hotline, and he is Team Drake May, and he is certainly not of the mindset that he is meh. Correct, Andy?
That is correct. I've been yelling in the background waiting for Joe to pop me up here, sort of countering every point from afar. Yeah, I think Drake May is among the most elite talents to come in the NFL. And I mean overall talent. That doesn't mean he's going to be an elite quarterback. There's no guarantees. But I think the makeup of his skill set is Josh Allen-like, is John Elway-like, is these guys that don't come along very often with the size, the arm strength, the athletic ability, the running ability, the off-platform or whatever the hell you want to call that, off-schedule ability.
Inaccurate throws.
Actually, he's pretty accurate.
Why did he stink in college?
Well, he didn't stink in college.
I mean, he lost to Virginia this
year. His completion
year.
Percentage was 63%, Andy. That is not very good.
Was his offense good this year?
Is the Patriots' offense good?
I think the plan is to get better, no?
No. Like, that's not what I asked.
Alex Van Pelt?
Is the Patriots' offense good?
Do I think he's going to come in and win the MVP the first year? No, I do not.
That's
do
not
I think
what I
he's
asked.
The best
I,
option?
I didn't ask if he was winning the MVP. I said, is the Patriots' offense good?
Right now? Who's the offense? Is it Drake May? Is it
Tom
Brady?
With
is
Drake
it Jacoby
May,
Brissett? I don't
with
even know
Drake
who the
May
offense
on this
I don't
offense,
know what the
is the offense good?
If Drake May leads this offense, it'll be better than it is with Jacoby Brissett. Yes.
That's not what I asked. I said, is it good?
I don't know what you're asking. I'm not going to back myself into some stupid Chris Curtis corner.
Because you just said that he sucked at North Carolina because the offense wasn't good.
First of all, I said he didn't suck. If that sucked, I'll take it.
He had a 63% completion percentage because the people around him weren't good, correct?
The offensive coordinator and the skill set and the offensive line were not great. No, I don't think 63% sucks. I don't think his individual performances sucked. He had some bad games, just like everybody does.
What's his signature moment in college?
He doesn't have a signature moment. He went to North Carolina. It's fine.
Matt Ryan went to BC. He had a couple signature moments.
What was Josh Allen's signature moment in college? What was Patrick Mahomes' signature moment in college? Who gives a rat's ass about signature moments in college? I care about NFL quarterback ability.
You're helping me out with Josh Allen. He didn't have any signature moments in the NFL until Steph Diggs arrived.
Which is wrong. Absolutely wrong. When was the last time the Bills went to the playoffs before Josh Allen got there? In his second season as the most raw quarterback talent to enter the league in a long time, he took him to the playoffs.
And where has he gone since?
What do you mean, where has he gone since? To the playoffs. Keeps going to the playoffs. He wins the division every year.
Okay, Mac Jones took the Patriots to the playoffs. Should they keep him?
No, because he fell off the map. Josh Allen didn't. He's one of the three best quarterbacks in the National Football League on an annual basis.
This is what I love. It's these circular arguments. So just to go over this, Drake May would have been better if not for the people around him in college. You think he'll be good on a team that has maybe one of the worst offenses in the
NFL.
He
thinks he's Elway. He threw out Elway. That is bold. See,
raw
I haven't
talent.
Heard that.
Raw talent.
But do you trust the Patriots to develop that raw talent?
I just have to give them the talent. If you don't trust Alex Van Pelt, then get rid of him.
Well, I'm asking if you do.
I think you have to. That's the boat you are in. He is
well,
a quarterback expert. The one thing that Alex Van Pelt is a quarterback expert. He is supposed to be Mona Lisa Vito. He's done it for 25 years at the National Football League level.
So if he is a quarterback expert, and we all agree that quarterback is the most important position in all of sports.
Correct.
Why was he on the scrap heap?
Well, I don't think he's as good as they are trying to purport him to be. I don't. But that's what you are left with. Do you want to fire him? So fire him. I don't care. Bring somebody
I didn't
else
hire
in.
Him. I had nothing to do with the process.
So
I'm
because
saying,
Van Pelt isn't a good coach, you don't want to get a good talent?
Because I don't trust the Patriots to develop a quarterback, I would far prefer them to get the known commodity at a position of need and the second most expensive position in all of the NFL and take Marvin Harrison Jr. and go from there. I don't trust that this offense, with this offensive line, with this offensive coordinator, is a place with a guy that needs everything to be close to perfect to succeed for the Patriots to use a third pick. Well, you just explained that he was in college and he had a tough
J.J.
time.
J.J. McCarthy needs things to be close to perfect to succeed. That's the life he lived at Michigan. Best O-line, best running game, best coach, all games played on his terms.
I mean,
that's
Drake
why
May's,
I like Drake May. I like Drake,
Drake May's
May
coach,
has struggled. I like Drake May has had different schemes. I like Drake May has been facing expectations and facing adversity because that's what he's going to deal with as an NFL quarterback. That's the reality. J.J. McCarthy has lived the dream, and I think his NFL career could be a nightmare because of it.
I mean, his coach in college is a Hall of Fame college football coach in Mack Brown. I mean, it wasn't like he was, you know, with some stumbling idiot.
He's 472.
Okay.
Would you sit?
I mean,
Drake
you keep cherry picking points that I don't really know what they mean. You don't like Drake May? That's fine.
But what
we'll find
out
is
John
years.
Elway. Why didn't he show John Elway in college?
Raw ability. I'm not saying he has the exact makeup. I'm saying the raw ability. The when you put together size, strength, arm strength, ability to run, there are not many people. We like to throw around planet players, that old Parcells term for guys that are like, you know, Christian Barmore's. Oh, there's not too many guys on the planet that are 320 and can run an X40, blah, blah, blah. I believe this is a planet player kind of quarterback. There just aren't that many in modern football that are tall, big, strong, strong arm, athletic, can run, can do everything that he can do. That makes him a rarity. Now, that's not the only reason you draft him, because you know who also fulfills that? Joe Milton, the quarterback out of Tennessee, who stinks playing the quarterback position. That's a guy who stunk in college that you're drafting just on the physical tools. But Drake May has shown he can play football at a relatively high level with what's around him. Now you're
projecting. Would he sit for a year? Would he sit for a year, Eddie?
Behind Tom Brady?
No, no. Oh, come on. Brady's not coming back.
I know.
Behind the guy, behind your free agent.
No, I don't think you can. I think the call to play him, unless he stinks in the summer, unless he just seems overwhelmed in the summer and in August action, I just think at some point he's going to have to play. You probably want to delay that a little bit, which has been done. You know, the Justin Herbert one, which was accidental. How long would they have gone with Tyrod Taylor were it not for that injection gone awry? But I think somewhere in the middle of the season, you're going to have to see Drake May. That's just the reality of being the number three pick in the draft.
What about well, 2 years that Ken wants?
Yeah,
two years. What are you, Dan
Orlovsky? I think there's no hurry. There is no hurry at all. Now,
I think one thing you'll notice, any men that are in positions of management always say, take the long game, because they don't want anybody to take the short game.
Well, I will say this. Mayo's going to want to impress early. So is Elliott Wolf. So if they take this guy, they probably would want him to play right away.
I think at least
Mayo would.
I would say Andy is far closer to being correct than you are. If they take this guy and Jacoby Brissett is what we expect him to be, which is not great, you know, not an embarrassment, but not anything that you're going to be driving to, you know, sitting 2 hours worth of traffic to see, that they're going to want to see some Drake May, at least at the second half of the season, to get people invested into the next year. Like, okay, this wasn't great, but look at, you know, just like Bledsoe at the end was at 94 when they had that great game against the Vikings. Everybody was going nuts that, you know, they weren't quite there, but the future was bright.
And even if you're going to lose with some energy, lose with some buzz in the air, as opposed to losing with Jacoby Brissett. And I don't mean this to be like he might be the most boring quarterback in the NFL, top to bottom, any guy.
You can wreck a guy by playing him too soon, correct? Especially if he's...
I don't believe you can, personally. I believe if a guy is truly him, as the kids say, you can't wreck him.
Right,
he's
not wreckable.
If he has the makeup, like I believe that in some ways Belichick may have done a favor to the Patriots by wrecking Mac early, avoiding learning that he was a wreck later, avoiding delaying that. Everything had gone so easy and successfully for him in his career, but I think he was breakable. We saw that. He turned into a puddle of goo. I believe that if you are a true franchise quarterback and everything that entails on and off the field, that you have the moxie or whatever to make it through the tough times and you'll come out the other side better for it.
All right, Andy Hart, our guest here at the Kenny Curtis Show. So now if they go with Curtis's plan, if somehow Robert Kraft thinks Curtis is right, and many callers do, but he comes around on the Marvin Harrison at 3 plan, you're going to be ripping that top to bottom on draft day.
Absolutely, because you need a quarterback, and I don't know how you're getting a quarterback. And, you know, I've heard people say, oh, just get the wide receiver, get the tackle, and figure out the quarterback. You don't just figure out quarterback. It's really, really hard to find one. You can figure out wide receiver. You can figure out tackle. I mean, Steph Diggs is the ultimate example. He was a really good receiver in Minnesota. They got rid of him. They figured it out. He was a really good receiver in Buffalo. They got rid of him. Somebody else wanted him, and they're going to figure it out in Buffalo. They're probably going to draft a guy at the end of the first round.
So they got Justin Jefferson in that trade.
Yep.
They figured it out by making one of the great draft picks of the last 5 years. I don't think every team – I mean, Justin Jefferson is arguably the best receiver right now in the NFL.
But every year, these receivers are available or maybe available. I mean, A.J. Brown is a similar guy. Goes from Tennessee to Philly, and there's already rumblings that Philly may trade him. Next year, you may have these other guys in terms of Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle. There are – Devontae Adams was thought of as the best receiver in football for a period of time. He was traded. Like, these guys are – at least on the periphery of availability every offseason, a handful of them.
Right, and you have guys that elevate guys like Brock Purdy, who were taken early in the draft. You have guys like Christian McCaffrey, who was acquired for 2 to 3 second, third round picks that helped the 49ers. You look at the Eagles with Jalen Hurts, by no means the number one pick in that draft, sort of in the Penix area, 34, whatever that was, and they have elevated him. Tua, who was taken fifth, obviously not someone we all believe is a Drake May-style, you know, NFL prototype, and they enabled him to succeed, albeit not in the postseason, because of players around him. The Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady people are generational. The guys that will just elevate everybody are, you know, if they can find that in Drake May, then the Patriots are good for 15 years. I don't think you or I think he's going to be that level of a player.
He just said Elway. I mean, he's Elway. That's a generational player.
Well, he went 2-3 in the Super Bowl.
You keep fixating on the I'm talking about Elway physical ability, the makeup. I don't know what he's going to be performance-wise, but I also think if you're looking for Patrick Mahomes or Tom Brady, well, then I'm with Curtis. Don't draft a quarterback because you're not getting him. You're going to be disappointed. You're going to come up short. What I'm looking for is that next tier. And I think that tier is loaded in the AFC. There's a little bit of an interesting divide here, other than the Dolphins. But for the most part, the AFC is a quarterback-led conference, whereas the NFC, you have teams like Philly and 49ers that Curtis just mentioned that go with the, well, we're going to have a top-five roster, and then the quarterback will be good enough to maintain that. In the AFC, you know you're battling Mahomes and Burrow and Allen and Herbert and now maybe C.J. Stroud. So that old Belichickian do business is being done. I don't know if this plays into it. You need a quarterback. The world you live in is a quarterback-driven world in your conference. And even in your division, if Aaron Rodgers is back for 2 years at a high level, Aaron Rodgers play. You're battling those quarterbacks in your division. I just think, Curtis, I've always believed, Curtis, your option is one of them. I think there's two simple plans in the NFL. Both are really hard. That's why I call them simple. The have a top-five quarterback, have a top-five roster. I don't think the Patriots are in position right now for me to trust them to get a top five roster. So I think you take the shot, the lottery ticket, at the top five quarterback.
Yeah, I think that that is we disagree on this one, but you make a good, that's a good argument. That if you think that Drake May is going to be potentially a top five, you know, a top five quarterback in the NFL, then you take him there. I just don't believe he will, but. You know, been wrong before.
I didn't think
Justin Herbert was going to be what he is, and he hasn't won anything yet, but he's certainly been, you know, a guy that you would definitely take.
Herbert's a tough one for me because I 100% agree with you. Everybody has put that guy in the Hall of Fame. Is he ever going to win anything or come close to even get to the Burrow?
Nope.
You think no? Well, I think no. I think he just added the coach that if the coach
I don't think Trevor Lawrence will ever win either. Also overrated.
That may be true. We're going to find that out. But I'd also argue, wouldn't you be happy to get into that world right now? If your quarterback is on that level where we're debating whether is he really good? Is he kind of good? Like, I'd like to get in that conversation at the very least. There's a lot of ways to go here. But to me, Curtis, the wide receiver, Marvin Harrison, my concern would be you draft Marvin Harrison. And I think Marvin Harrison is really good. I don't buy this Malik Nabers is the best receiver in the draft. Yabber. To me, it's Marvin Harrison. He's going to have 10 years of 10,000 yards, you know, pencil him in for a 1,000-yard season. I think in 2 to 3 years, he becomes the guy that's available for another team because he's unhappy in New England where he played with Brissett for a year and then some jag they drafted for a year, and now he's asking for a trade. He wants the hell out. You're not going to give him his contract, whatever. So that's a pretty good
investment then, right? You get a great player for 2 to 3 years that helps whoever you're bringing in, whether it's Brissett or someone else, and then if you're not where you want to be, you get a late first-round or early second-round pick.
When you're not where you want to be, I would argue.
Right. I mean,
that's the problem.
That's
with
like me. The Brandon Cooks trade, back and forth, boom, boom. You get a first. I can't believe he got a first round pick for Brandon Cooks. Totally,
one of the great.
That's a Mark James take.
One of the great coups.
Yeah. All right, Andy. Good debate.
Thanks,
Appreciate
Andy.
It. Thanks for checking in on your Saturday.
My pleasure. See you, fellas.
Andy back with Rich Keefe show on Monday, I believe. Marathon Monday, full Tang Rich Keefe program 6 to 10. This is Ken and Curtis. Bradfoe's after us. Then Red Sox baseball. Then BC hockey. Busy day. Masters coming up as well. I want to unpack a little bit. Somehow you just like turtled hard. You gave him credit for his take. We have the same opinion. Drake May is worth it. Would you take Drake? We talk about it next.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy,
the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I've always believed, Curtis, your option is one of them. I think there's two simple plans in the NFL. Both are really hard. That's why I call them simple. The have a top five quarterback, have a top five roster. I don't think the Patriots are in position right now for me to trust them to get a top five roster. So I think you take the shot, the lottery ticket, at the top five quarterback.
Katie Hart from the Six Rings and Football Things podcast joining us here just minutes ago at the Ford Clubhouse studio. Ken and Curtis on with you until noon. Bradfo joins us afterwards. So that kind of sold you, whatever it was. The top five, take a shot. His lottery ticket take there at the end, you kind of acquiesce, Curtis. So are you in? If they take Drake May, will you rip the pick?
Yes.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think he's going to be very good. I've seen enough. And sorry, I just got a DM from a ice cream company called Kennedy's Ice Cream in Melrose. They have a brand new Boston Cream Yodel ice cream dessert, thanks to the ad campaign.
See, Drake's is taking off.
I mean, that looks yummy.
And so, just
Kennedy, James's best friend.
Can you get in touch with the karma, the universe speaking to you? The Drake is worth the pick.
Here's my issue. I want James.
Your issue is Shime wants him, and so every fiber in your being.
No, it's more of a Cadillac thing. He's such a honk. Like, it's just so sad. Like, the team sucks. You can be honest about him. You don't have the social media has ruined this business. Everybody is so terrified of people saying negative things about them.
Don't you want to go behind the mic?
No, at all. No, I do not. But he has a zany taste in pizza. But it's
Cadillac's done a fine job.
He's great. I'm just saying that, you know, once you accept that people hate you, everything's easier. You can just sort of say what you feel. Don't have to just.
But I sort of agree with you.
Pander
as
to the audience.
Know, I don't think Drake May is going to be that great. I don't think he's going to be John Elway, to use Andy Hart's comparison.
But
or
with
Josh
all respect
Allen.
To Andy, stop mentioning John Elway if you don't like the fact that we're saying you're mentioning John Elway.
That was a misstep. That was a misstep. He should have said that, because now that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm expecting.
He's the one who brought it up, and then he's mad that we're saying he's not John Elway.
Yeah, he just said in terms of raw ability, size, strength, and running ability. Okay, but if you say John Elway, that's what I want to see on the field.
But here's the difference. With John Elway, it was, in my lifetime, it's been John Elway, Andrew Luck, Trevor Lawrence. Those have been the guys that, like, for 5 years were generational talents that
you knew were going to be the first overall pick.
We didn't know if they were going to be great. You know, we didn't know if they were going to play in the NFL for a long time. But when the Colts tanked with Curtis Painter, we all knew it was for Andrew Luck. When the Jaguars got Trevor Lawrence and Urban Meyer was like, wow, Urban Meyer, what a no-brainer. He's got the greatest young quarterback in a generation. A guy that, by the way, in the ACC, Trevor Lawrence, on a team, if you look at Clemson the last couple of years, not great. He took that team and elevated it to national championships.
So you wanted Drake May to do that with Carolina.
Or something.
And he didn't do it. Signature win, beating Duke, double overtime.
Right. Even in that game, he wasn't great. I mean, I know it's the same school, and I've heard Andy Hart go on about this, and he's right. It's a silly thing to blame someone for going to the same college. I just have Mitch Trubisky vibes that this is a guy who had the strong arm, was the prototype, was elusive, a guy that had all the things that you want in a quarterback, and he had nothing between the ears.
Let me ask you this. If they take Marv, and they stink, and win five games, and Shedeur Sanders is the pick next year, if you somehow get a first-round pick 1, 2, 3 again. He could be, I mean, talk about like the Deion bloodlines, exciting. Maybe that is the play.
Right. That's
you could hook me in on that.
Right. It's like, I'm not going out to dinner unless I go to Grill 23. Well, you can go to a bunch of other places and have a nice time before you get there. You don't have to just wait and only take someone who has the potential to be the best. We have seen for a generation, Ken, every other team in the AFC East go through the carousel of the best quarterback, whether it's Mark Sanchez, who actually, you know, brought you to a playoff game, or if it's, you know, up and down the list of just J.P. Lossman and these guys that sucked year after year after year. How many first-round quarterbacks have been taken in the division since Brady came in?
No, hundreds, thousands.
So, and how many of those guys were lottery tickets that failed?
Yeah, many.
And so if you're in the AFC and you're going, I mean, with all due respect, sadly, I think Mahomes will be great for another 5 to 10 years. Burrow the same. Same with Herbert. Same with Trevor Lawrence. Same with Lamar Jackson. Same with all these guys. So if you're not going to get one of those guys, and he said he's not going to be Mahomes or Brady, which I agree, there's only two of those, take the known, more known commodity who won in college with a mediocre quarterback.
Counterpoint from 978 Texter, best receiver in football, Devontae Adams, did not elevate anyone. Take a quarterback, they're 90% of the offense.
Okay, Devontae Adams was on one of the more dysfunctional franchises that fired their coach midseason. Look at what the...
Josh McDaniels ruined him.
Well, look at the division. I mean, I'm sorry, Josh Allen is not Josh Allen without Steph Diggs. I know it didn't work out in the end. DK Metcalf elevates Tyrod Taylor, Geno Smith. Look at what the receivers have done in Tennessee. The trade of A.J. Brown and how that took one franchise down the crapper, yep, helped the Eagles get to a Super Bowl.
Yeah, Brown's good. Trade for him. All right, we will get back to some of these thoughts. Also want to re-rack our opening topic on Celtics and Bruins. I do think that's a good one. More devastating. Bruins out in round one, Celtics out, period. Don't do it. Don't win it all. Discuss the pressure on the teams that actually are going to be in the spotlight within a week. Playoff matchups only almost set. It's Kenny Curtis from the Ford Clubhouse Fenway Studio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.